This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Now that America is importing most of the ingredients in our prescription drugs and the majority of the foods we eat, it's important to look behind the label. It may or may not tell you where the products come from. Prescription drugs may be coming from communist China. Drug research in China has fallen under a cloud because 13 of the top 20 global drug makers have set up research and development centers in China. Yes, it's cheaper to do research there, but as one auditor said, with cheaper research comes greater risk. For example, researchers did not report the results of animal studies about a drug already being tested in humans, a breach described by the drug researchers as a mortal sin. Auditors also report that Chinese workers did not properly monitor clinical trials, and they paid hospitals in ways that could be seen as bribery. Free trade is bringing us fish raised in China's six rivers. By the time the fish swim to the fish ponds, the water has been accumulating raw sewage, agricultural pesticides, and the heavy metal output of poorly regulated industrial plants. China's planned purchase of pork producer Smithfield Foods for $4.5 billion has U.S. officials concerned about how this could affect the safety and availability of heparin. That's an important blood thinner derived from pig intestines that is widely used in U.S. heart surgery and kidney dialysis. In 2007 and 8, 94 Americans died after being treated with contaminated heparin. An increasing percentage of vaccines is manufactured in China and sold in U.S. pharmacies. China boasts of 30 vaccine-producing companies that will soon be producing 1 billion doses a year.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Want your voice heard? At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we want to hear your firsthand experience with the U.S. unemployment crisis. Where did the jobs go? Is the solution more government spending or cutting taxes? Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Hi, I'm David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Let's work together to support RBN. For every publication sold from TakeFromCaesar.us during the month of July, I'll donate $20 and give you 10% off the sale price. Simply enter RBN2 in the coupon code window of the shopping cart page, click Update, then enter your personal information to place your order. TakeFromCaesar.us, RBN2 in the coupon window, 10% off. $20 to RBN for every item sold. Doing my part while helping you do yours. Support RBN today.
Destroying America has been a bipartisan effort. And we're the answer. This is Govern America.
And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America. Goodbye.
We're just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is the second hour of Govern America. Nancy Levan is here. I'm Darren Weeks. As we continue on here, talking about this, we've been talking about this migration thing. I'm going to turn a corner and delve into something that's somewhat related here. In fact, we are going to talk a little bit more about this because it relates to the whole financial condition of the country. We are literally being brought down here, ladies and gentlemen, deliberately, financially. These people coming in here are going to be on welfare because they have no means, no wherewithal. They're going to be taxing the healthcare system. And at a time when we're already told that skyrocketing prices necessitated this so-called Affordable Care Act, which we know is just BS because it's done nothing but raise costs, and will continue to do so. So all these people coming in here, diseased people, infected people, people with bugs, people with all kinds of things, and where are they going to end up? In the hospital. They're going to end up in the medical system. They're going to end up taxing everything you have. And this is a part of a greater strategy. And we're going to discuss some of that with Charles Kappas. We're going to get into the financial situation in this country, unemployment. We covered a couple of weeks ago how hundreds of thousands of people, they claim, have been found jobs. They're claiming that there's glowing reports. And what kind of these jobs are there? Part-time workers, listeners. There's no shortage of lies coming out of the administration. And so we're going to try to navigate through some of that with Chuck Kappas. Chuck Kappas has been a licensed securities and precious metals broker with national firms, and he's currently the president of IDP Consulting Group. He's graduated with a degree in Christian apologetics. He's been a featured guest on national radio programs. He's the author of America's Financial Reckoning Day, How You Can Survive America's Monetary and Political Decline in the 21st Century. Chuck, welcome back to Govern America.
Well, it's good to be with you, Darren, and you, Nancy, as well.
Hey, welcome back.
Yeah, it's been a while. I think we're up another trillion dollars in debt since we last spoke, so need to update.
Is that all?
Yeah, it just keeps running.
Well, you know. What's a trillion or two among friends, huh?
Yeah, who was it, the congressman, he said, the senator, a billion here, a billion there, we're starting to talk about real money. And, yeah. Of course, now we're even floating the term quadrillion when you talk about derivatives and OTC and stuff. But it's great to be back with you guys. You know, I did a guest radio program in KFNX in Phoenix a couple weeks ago. My first opportunity behind the microphone, but my guest was John Loeffler, and we talked about this immigration issue, and it's obviously in the news everywhere, and you just have to see it. It looks like the Democrats want the votes, and the Republicans want the cheap labor, as I heard it, and You know, I can't help but think when this debate comes up, Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution says that every state shall be guaranteed a republican form of government and be protected from invasion. Invasion, right?
And, yeah.
And that was the contract that the federal government had with the states. And we just see that being degraded. And I believe you never want a good crisis to go to waste, do you guys?
Well, you know, when you got Congress people, listen to this woman. This is Eleanor Holmes Norton. She's a congresswoman. Okay? This relates perfectly to what you said. When you got Congress people saying things like this, it's way far gone. Listen to what she had to say.
You don't have a right to know everything in a separation of powers government, my friend. That is the difference between a parliamentary government and a separation of powers government.
You don't have the right to know.
Don't have the right to know.
There you go. I mean, they're very brazen about this, aren't they?
I think it was Ron Paul who said the difference between a politician and a statesman is a politician looks out for the next election and a statesman looks out for the next generation. We have a political class in America that is despicable, and saying things like this, and, you know, these are not refugees. You know, these are children, and the DREAM Act says below 30 years old, they're considered children, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was part of the DOSA, what was that, immigration bill. But it's part of the DREAM Act, you know, they're inspiring this sort of thing. And I guess the word's gone out. Now, you've already spoken on this, but, you know, we've created moral hazard. You know, there's an incentive to come here to the U.S., get on the welfare system and everything else. There's a website called WelcomeToTheUSA.com. That's sponsored by the DHS, Department of Homeland Security, and how you can just pile on to the benefits. And that's really what we've created in society. I call it a tipping point in my lectures, you know. In the social contract, we've now just got too many people leaning on the system. We have maybe 100 million people depending on government assistance, you know, 50 million on food stamps, of course. That's more than the population of Spain. 12 million on disability. 60% of those are probably fraudulent, according to a Senate study. So you're creating these incentives in the society that eventually collapses the system. And even to be a little more insightful, I think the Cloward-Piven strategy is really what's at work here. Maybe you guys agree with that.
I would agree with you on that.
You know, because that was that's kind of the you have Alinsky disciples, Valerie Jarrett's in the West Wing. You have these Alinsky disciples running the executive branch, so they're pretty much aware of this sort of thing. But you know,
Chuck, you've written about the Cloward-Piven strategy in one of your reports. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, you got to get his reports. Are those available openly, or do people subscribe to those?
Yeah, I was going to mention my website is chuckcoppes.com. That's COPPES, or IDPconsultinggroup.com. Either one, they can download the petrodollar report that covers that, and then there's a geostrategic report as well. There's a couple there. There's a 20-page download. You know, they can get those. If they submit name and email to get on my mailing list, they, of course, can get a free download of that as well. But I just sent out my latest blog yesterday. I think you got it in the mail. Yeah. And kind of touched on that same thing, you know, about, you know, this Cloward-Piven strategy. Who are these people? I mean, they were sociology professors at Columbia University, and this is where Obama allegedly graduated. And it's also where Brzezinski taught as a professor there.
Yeah, allegedly graduated. We can't really know, can we, when all of his records are sealed?
Yeah, really. I mean, we know more about Osama bin Laden or something. You know, they wrote The Way to the Poor, a Strategy to End the Poverty, 1966. So they just reasoned that you just need to get enough people on the welfare system, then you collapse it, and out of chaos, you know, comes order. And so that's been kind of the agenda ever since. And who can doubt the last two elections have been a referendum on this very thing. Once you incite people to do this sort of thing, it's very hard to, you know, get them off of that. In fact, Alexander Teitler is a historian. He said, a democracy cannot exist as a permanent form of government. It can only exist until the majority discovers they can vote itself largesse out of the public treasury, and after that, the majority always votes for the candidate promising the most. As a result, democracy collapses. over loose fiscal policy. So that's kind of the strategy. And that was a historian. He wrote that in the 18th century. I mean, so we just see this kind of happening. And, you know, my book is America's Financial Reckoning Day, and I see this all being kind of tied in. I was reading a book recently called The Collapse of Complex Societies by Joseph Tainter, written about 15 years ago. And there's just too much complexity in the system, you know. The notion of central planning, you know, that we try and impose. And
well, you know, I'll tell you what, with regard to the Cloward-Pevin strategy, one thing that I think is worth pointing out is I wasn't aware these two people were actually standing behind Bill Clinton when he signed NAFTA. I wasn't aware of that until I read that in your report. So that, that lets you know, just gives you a little insight into what it's all about. So you were very correct in connecting this with the North American Free Trade Agreement.
Well, I mean, these are sociology professors, not economic professors.
Let's take a quick time out here, Chuck. We'll be back in a moment. This is Govern America.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. And Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama 36576.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit herbalhealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back to the broadcast. This is Govern America. The website, governamerica.com, and on the website you can get to Chuck Kompass's website as well. That's chuckkompass.com or IDP Consulting Group. That's .com too, right, Chuck?
Yes, right.
Okay, so very good. All right, so get to the website and check out his reports. The Petrodollar Warfare Report is there as well. And very, very important for people to understand the history of the Bretton Woods Agreement. You know, Chuck, can you explain that for the people who don't, maybe, I know a long-time listeners understand that, but I'm aware we got to keep in mind that we're not always preaching to the choir here. There are some people that wander in off the street, so to speak, and they may not understand how the United States Federal Reserve note really became the world's reserve currency. And I think this is an important thing to touch upon before we go forward. Can you kind of give a bird's eye view of that?
Of course, I get into this in my book and reports, as well. But in June 1944, of course, the war was winding down, and so they called together the Bretton Woods Agreement, and that was on the Rockefeller Estate back in back east, and that's what it became known as. And since that time, they established the dollar as the reserve currency of the world. During the war, there was a lot of gold. Nations were paying, especially Britain, was paying for their war arms and stuff with gold, so we had a large gold reserve, probably 60% of the world's gold. And so it was pretty obvious that we were untouched. We weren't affected by the war, and we came out in the best shape. And so we just kind of took over from the British pound, sterling, as the world's reserve currency. And and to secure that, they pegged the U.S. dollar with a nominal gold backing, okay, and meaning that foreigners could redeem U.S. dollars offshore for dollars at the U.S. Treasury or the U.S. New York Fed, and that was a nominal gold backing. And, of course, later we know in 1971, Nixon, under pressure because of so much spending in the U.S. For Vietnam and other things, welfare and everything, that they were redeeming their dollars and demanding gold in payment. France led the way. Charles de Gaulle, he called the U.S. dollar reserve currency an exorbitant privilege, and it's certainly one that we've abused in the last many years, 43 years since that point. And so that's kind of how the Bretton Woods, that's how reserve currencies come about. Notice that was a war. It was a we had a global crisis, if you will. But that's how they do these things. Interestingly, that the 70th anniversary of June 1944 at Bretton Woods was where the BRICS met in Brazil just last week.
Yeah.
And it was a 70-year anniversary, and don't think that was not a coincidence or something. That was symbolic. That was a statement, because Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa all got together and created a new development bank to counter the IMF and the World Bank, which was set up at that time in 1944. That was with John Maynard Keynes and so on. And they represent 40% of the world's population, 25% of the GDP. They funded it up front with $100 billion. I went to the IMF site, and they got about a little over $300 billion. So that you can see this, they're coming on, making a statement by doing that, of course. And
yeah.
Why do they do this? Well, they don't like U.S. Arrogance, foreign policy, sanctions, things of this nature that are being imposed through the IMF and so on. So they want to have more control.
Yeah, you believe that what's happening here, and it looks like Germany is going the way of the BRICS, right?
Well, they're certainly in a relationship closer with them. China's premier, for example, just spent a week or two over in China. They have China has branch offices of their banks in Europe, none in the U.S. That would never happen here. So they're more closely allied in that sense. And now we see with Russia providing most of the gas in that region, but there's 3,000 German corporations that are doing business in Russia. So it's really hard for the U.S. to have this big stick, like Teddy Roosevelt said, go around smacking everybody and getting everybody in line to do what we want them to do. And that coalition, that is cooperation, is kind of breaking down. America's what the Soviets are, the Russians and China refer to a unipolar world ruled by America. In fact, there's a study done, the Pentagon's called Full Spectrum Dominance, that we have this imperialistic idea that we can just be the world's policeman and impose our will on everybody, and that's their goal, really. But the world, Russia and China, these are very different. You can go in and take over Kuwait. You can raid Libyan gold. You can go in and Iraq and do these things and invade other countries. But Russia and China is a very different story.
Yeah.
And so, look.
Well, it's very concerning to me to see all this unfold, because it looks like to me that when you have competing factors of what really is the New World Order, this appears to be globalists competing with other globalists for control of the world. And when they are in contests with each other for these, you know, there's this jockeying going on, there's this positioning going on, posturing, then it looks like the only solution for them is to fight it out and to use our children to do that. So it looks to me like what this is going to lead to potentially is a war. Would you agree with that assessment of the situation?
Well, I think Gerald Celente said when nations get in trouble, they take their nations to war. But, you know, you're talking about our foreign policy, you know, which we've had. And it's usually to protect the U.S. dollar reserve currency status. Certainly that was the case in Iraq. Libya was hinting at it with the Dinar and the Shinar. Mm-hmm. And Iraq has certainly been arrogant about that, you know, said they call the dollar the enemy currency. So so now they're our enemy, you know. And this is what the neocons do. They beat the war drums, and the real reason is to protect, as William Engdahl says, the dollar's not protected by gold. It's protected and backed up with F-16s and Abram tanks. That's what he said.
Another really, really interesting thing, too, this week was that the Swiss National Bank and the People's Bank of China reached a currency swap agreement. Now, that is interesting because the Swiss Central Bank has huge accumulations of foreign exchange reserves. And if they now put these in, like, the Chinese bond market, then we have, I just found that to be very, very interesting because so, so many rich people put their money in the Swiss banks.
Oh, absolutely. Well, that just occurred. And, of course, there's 40 swaps now. 40 banks have reserves of the yuan. It's a non-convertible currency, really, but it's that's a symbolic act, obviously, that they're doing. What was really big was the Holy Grail, they call it, was it was 10 years in the making. And then suddenly, quickly, China and Russia met and agreed on a huge energy deal. And you're talking about the number one gas producer with the number one consumer importer of gas and energy and so on. So that's triangulating way outside the U.S. petrodollar privilege we've had for so many years. And, you know, they've talked about de-dollarizing the world, de-dollarizing. The Chinese even say we want to de-Americanize the world, and in some of my reports, you know, they want a multipolar world where it's not just U.S. policy. And certainly, this is the case with the dollar. The Chinese at the G20 meetings have been stressing that it's reckless that one nation's economic or fiscal policy should affect the whole world. In other words, if we have a zero interest rate policy, we're hurting not only savers and pensioners here in the U.S. and forcing them into risky markets with no return. We're also devaluing other currencies, other emerging markets, and the BRICS in particular here, they're being affected by their export models because it's a race to the bottom. It's what Rickards calls in his first book, the currency wars, okay? So we act unilaterally, and it has collateral damage in other countries. You can't understand how we are perceived in the foreign press, America.
I could understand it. Hey, we have to take the bottom of the hour break. We'll continue on. Stay with us. Our guest is Chuck Kappas, author of America's Financial Reckoning Day. Get the book at chuckkappas.com. We'll be back in a moment.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software on the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
They used to tell me I was building a dream, and so I followed the mob. When there was earth to plow or guns to bear, I was always there, right on the job. They used to tell me I was building a dream with peace and glory ahead. Why should I be standing in line just waiting for bread? Once I built a railroad, I made it run, made it race against time. Once I built a railroad, now it's done. Brother, can you spare a dime?
All right, we're back. This is Governed America, visiting with Chuck Kappas, author of America's Financial Reckoning Day, ChuckKappas.com, or IDPConsultingGroup.com. And Chuck, you know, let's get into the fact that the stock market has been soaring. We hear a lot about this recovery that we're in, and yet we talk a lot about the unemployment numbers, the percentages not being real. They give U3 as the headline number on the news, when U6 is the number at least that they should be given. They try to make this, paint this rosy picture of the economy, and we see that gross domestic product seems to be diving while the market is going up. What's going on here?
Well, it's obviously a major disconnect. You have the Fed inspiring loose money. In fact, there was a BIS report just out, their annual report a few weeks ago, and he said that the world is addicted to easy money. Of course, we know this quantitative easing. You know, 30 industrial stocks is not the measure or the metric for everybody feeling good or helping Main Street. This is, that's just going into the stock market and inflating it to new levels. There's not a lot of volume to justify this. P.E. ratios are not within historic norms, as Dr. Yellen said recently. So you have a 17,000-point Dow, you have the S&P going up, and it's just hot money, you know, flowing into these capital markets. At the same time, you have a record 92 million people unemployed, structurally unemployed. See, our problems in the U.S. are really structural, not cyclical in terms of business cycle. This is not something that we're going to get out of very easily. There's a lot of pain on Main Street out there. You know, we have an institutionalized welfare and a warfare state that is bankrupting the Treasury. And the only answer is to just print more money, and this money has to go somewhere, of course. You know, governments can only tax, borrow, or print money. And they always favor the latter because it's less understood, less seen. John Maynard Keynes said not one man in a million can figure out monetary inflation. In fact, just recently, Greenspan said that bubbles are created by human nature.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And not by central banks. Well, that's a lie. You know, that's not what happens. Our spending in America, 83% of it, is fixed or mandatory spending on our annual budget. You know, so it's really a structural problem. We can't seem to get ourselves out of this. You talk about GDP. You know, we had negative GDP in the first quarter. First, it was 2.9%. Now it was revised to 6. And the next report's coming out next week for the second quarter, and you can expect that to be about the same. You know, we have collectively about over $200 trillion of unfunded liabilities in the U.S., according to economist Lawrence Kotlikoff. And so you really just have, you know, more unemployment than's being stated. We play with these figures, don't we? 6.1%, 6.5%. The Federal Reserve just had a meeting on the 14th. In testimony, she said the recovery is not complete and the economy needs accommodation. So they're going to take,
I've got a question for you.
Right.
I have read that in South America and Central America and large, and even in Mexico, that the largest depositors to the big banks down there are through black market operations. Is that also true in the United States? Because I'm wondering how our government gives away hundreds of billions of dollars to all of these other countries all over the world when we're supposedly broke. Do the black markets hold us up too?
Well, I mean, there's government has different ways of funding operations. We know that in Canada, don't we, Darren? And it's
exactly.
You know, called black ops, you know, and that sort of thing. And the CIA was. You know, interesting, Libya is being the embassy is under attack or something in Libya, and notice it's in Tripoli and not in Benghazi. Notice it's 80 Marines over there that were evacuated, not CIA operatives. In Benghazi, they were gun running to supply the Syrian rebels, which were our allies.
Yeah, which now have morphed into ISIS and are setting up their own caliphate.
Yeah, and see, my next blog is going to be on the whole Middle East thing, try to sort that out. But, you know, we create our own enemies and we create confusion, really, in our foreign policy. Look at the Ukrainian crisis, too. You know, we helped that little, regime change over there. And really, because of stirring up trouble, you had a missile go off and kill 300 people. So, you know, it's... U.S. foreign policy is just
which
there.
Now they're conveniently using to blame Putin for.
Well,
and laying the groundwork once again to start another war.
And these are the geopolitical tensions that we're getting into. And I mentioned China in my book as well, but I thought you were mentioning shadow banking there, Nancy, because that's about $70 trillion. And what that means is the unregulated banking sector. This would be hedge funds in the Caribbeans, hot money that they have, OTCs, derivatives market, which you know is over $700 trillion notional value, and 80% of these are sensitive to interest rates. That's why we have zero interest rate or low or negative, almost negative in Europe. And of course the credit default swaps. It was that, the CDS, that really brought down Lehman Brothers and AIG and others. And look how big it's gotten now. That, you know, there's been recently another warning by the BIS, or at that annual meeting report, that we're going to be facing another Lehman-style crisis. They say it's deja vu all over. We've never really fixed the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, my book is America's Reckoning Day, a reckoning day. It's coming closer all the time. That means to settle accounts, assets, and liabilities. And when I lecture, I talk about the financial crisis that we're in has now led to an economic crisis being felt by everybody, and now even a monetary crisis. These global forces are questioning the creditworthiness of the U.S. and, of course, the future of the reserve currency of the world, the U.S. dollar, and that's the theme in my book. We've merely, yeah, you know, we've papered over the crisis of 2008. It was a speed bump, according to Peter Schiff. Now we've added, according to the IMF, $30 trillion more debt at the central banks around the world on the balance.
Well, you mentioned this report about how you know, one of the central banks came out with a warning that this was going to happen again. A 2008 type event is on its way.
Right.
So they're blatantly warning that there is a coming crisis, and yet, you know, the media and government officials say, hey, nothing could be better, you know, thousands of jobs being added every day, everything's just booming right along.
Well, you know, Jurgen Starks, former vice president of the Bundesbank, he said the system's out of control in May. He said the whole system is pure fiction. We've been groping since 2008 to avoid a second Lehman Brothers crisis. The system will not survive. The only safe haven is in gold and silver. And he said that. Of course, that's what I do in my business. Been doing that for 20 years. But, you know, the next crisis, and this has been noted by others, Rickards and others, that, you know, the next crisis will be bigger than the central banks. They've added to their balance sheets now, you know, just now it's down to a concentration of 2% control 70% of all bank assets in the U.S. These five banks control 98% of all U.S. derivatives on their books.
Wow.
We're talking $300 trillion. J.P. Morgan is right up there, $80 trillion. Citigroup, Bank of America, get out of there. Goldman Sachs, Wells Fargo, you know.
So they're all money monopolists.
Yeah, it's really just a plutocracy.
Yeah, it's a money monopoly.
Well, it's a cartel. You know, it's a banking syndicate. I'd call it a crime syndicate, but, you know, I mean, none of them have gone to jail, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is what Eric Holder said, you know, in testimony last year. He said, I'm concerned that the size of some of these institutions are so large, it becomes difficult to prosecute them. If you do bring a criminal charge, you'll have a negative impact on the national or world economy. So they just get a pass, you know. Look,
yeah,
in Iceland,
you know, he's worried about having a negative impact on his career.
Well,
this little dirtbag, he's got the power to take care of all this stuff, and he's...
Having a negative impact all over the world.
Yes.
All over the world. Well, it's already happening. Of course, in Iceland, they did the right thing. They put the banksters in jail for, it was only about a year, but they wrote down debts, gave tax relief, and they turned their ship around. They have 4% GDP growth. So, you know, we didn't want to take away the punch bowl, and now the QE, we just keep doing this, and everybody's hanging on.
Well, let's talk about the QE when we come back from the break, because I think that's important. We're seeing more and more of a spike here in inflation as well, and that could be part of the explanation for the market rise. Stay with us. We'll be back.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. to experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver, only at SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Come to Finca Bayano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair. At bugoutpanama.com.
Welcome back to the broadcast. This is Govern America. The website, once again, www.governamerica.com. That's governamerica.com. Join us in the chat room. It's chat.governamerica.com. That's chat.governamerica.com. Bunch of folks in there already, and join in. And now, one of the comments that I thought was interesting, Miss America says, a trillion is a stack of brand new hundreds 94 miles high. I mean, we can't grasp this kind of tremendous amount of money. I mean, these are figures that we literally cannot grasp. And today, a trillion is just thrown around like it's nothing when it comes to the federal government. Welcome back, folks. We're visiting with Chuck Coppice. He's the author of America's Financial Reckoning Day. His website, chuckcoppice.com. It's linked up with ours at Govern America right now. And idpconsultinggroup.com. And you can get his book from the websites. And we're talking about the economic situation. And next hour, we'll open it up for phone calls if you'd like to talk to Chuck. But Chuck, before the break, we were getting into a little bit about the inflation. I want to come back to this because I think we're all going to be experiencing this here in the not too distant future. Well, really, we're already experiencing it to a certain degree. My concern is hyperinflation And when food prices get to the point at the store where people will not literally not be able to afford to eat, that's my concern. Gas prices, it seems like, have been slumping a little bit lately, although, you know, over $3 a gallon is now considered the new norm. I remember when I was growing up, at the risk of sounding like a geezer now, but I remember when gas hit $1 a gallon, people were up in arms. People were screaming about it. And yet now it's $3. Often it goes up, flirts with, or passes, here in Michigan at least, $4 a gallon. And how far will this go? You know, everybody wonders when it goes and starts spiking out of control. How far is this going to go? It seems like it's the shock the monkey tactic, where they shock people into, and then when it comes down a little bit, you're relieved that it finally relaxed, you know. But you know, you write in your report about how central bankers pump $29 trillion into global equity markets. Did you see where Alan Greenspan just stated that bubbles are impossible to eliminate?
Well, I said that. He said it's caused by human nature, and David Stockman just piled on his blog and said, you know, he's an economist, and he said, no, it's look, this von Mises, the Austrian School of Economics, inflation is a monetary event, said Milton Friedman, and mm-hmm. it's always created by the central banks, and it's really, when you talk about inflation, you're talking about the velocity of money, right? Because that's the turnover of money. What you reported there, $29 trillion printed by the central banks, and notice that that's the balance sheet of $30 trillion, said the IMF. But this money, in fact, they said that $29 trillion went into capital markets, stock markets. You wonder why stocks are up? That's why right there. It's easy money. What they're saying, you know. So, but the velocity of money is eventually going to catch up. Right now, the banks are sitting on the money; they're paid 25 basis points just to sit there and you know, collect that. But the CPI is going up. They don't include food and energy because they say it's too volatile or something. But that's the real measure, because that's where it's going to hurt us in those prices. So it's creeping. It's creeping in now.
And, can you expand on this term, the velocity of money? That seems to almost suggest the speed at which money flows. Am I getting that right?
No, it's the velocity of which money turns over or exchanges hands, shall we say.
Okay.
That is in the private sector, and of course consumer spending has fallen off the cliff, and we're tapped out, you know, we're broke, so we don't have that velocity of money. In the Great Depression, it was the contraction of spending. People were scared. They were holding and hoarding their gold. 80% didn't turn it in 1933 because FDR banned gold, private gold ownership, and people still mm-hmm. contracted. And it was only, in fact, in my own study, when they came up with the FDIC sticker in 1934, that things started to pick up a little more. In other words, people had confidence in the system, and that's all fractional reserve banking has going for it. That's all they have is confidence. And a confidence man is a con man. So they put out... Right. The FDIC sticker, they called it insurance corporation. That's a fraud. There's 19, I don't know what it is, $19 billion to cover $9 trillion on deposit. It would never, but it's like a good housekeeping seal. It makes people feel safe again. Okay, we'll put our money in the bank. We won't contract. And that really helped turn things around. You know, really it is a central planning, a confidence game, and it all comes down to central planning. Quantitative easing is, you know, Japan's been doing this for 20 years. It's their lost two decades. And the Federal Reserve was created in 1913 as the lender of last resort mm-hmm. to the member banks. Now it's become the buyer of last resort. Someone said that's like a snake eating its own tail. We spend 30. We're going to taper from $85 billion a month down to 35. I mean, that's $35 billion. That's almost as much as the annual earnings for ExxonMobil. And we're just... You know,
if you would fast forward us, say 10 years, and can you speak to us also about militarizing all of the police departments across the United States and what's your take on that?
Well, you know, Nancy, and you've written on this in your own blog, you know, created crisis and things like that, right?
Yep.
And, you know, I do PowerPoint lectures, and I do address that one of the dark side of our financial or monetary crisis, fiscal crisis, is that it leads to the degradation of civil liberties once a crisis occurs. This has historically been seen, and you both know that the DHS and others aren't arming themselves, even the Social Security Administration, even how many other national parks. I mean, you know, it seems like government's just buying all the ammo, and they're planning for something, a contingency on that basis. So they're planning for a crisis. I really don't see any way out of this. You can't reform the system. It's, we've had three crises, banking crisis, 1907, 1933 with FDR, and really 1971 with Nixon at that time, a monetary crisis. They had to come up with new rules, right? So now we really just have a floating currency for 43 years. And by the way, all fiat currencies eventually fail, said Voltaire. Said all fiat currency goes back to its intrinsic value of zero. So here we have the government, you know what you're noting here is they're getting ready for a crisis. And we even have, and we'll get to that, I want to touch on this. There was a ruling just last week by the SEC regarding money market accounts that they're now going to give them floating share prices or a floating NAV that will allow them to suspend redemptions in an orderly liquidation of fund assets if they have stress. It's going to herd the retail investor into the stock market is what they're trying to do. We're talking $3 trillion of money market funds in America, and these are held at brokerage firms and so on. And the reason I mention that is because that's another anticipation of a Lehman-style crisis, isn't it? Because Lehman, when it went down, Lehman bonds were held by the primary fund, which is the oldest money market, the first money market fund ever created in 1973, and it's not supposed to go below $1 by law. Now they've just changed that right here, and they're preparing for that. We also know that they're planning for bail-ins, right? Cyprus was just a template. Cyprus was just a template for...
Yeah, I was just going to bring that up, the fact that if this whole thing hits the fan, I really don't see that our retirement plans, those that have them, will be safe.
Well, that would take some legislation to move in that direction, but... you know, third world nations do this, Poland and Argentina and things like that. I mean, if we're going to, if we come to that point, you guys, it'll be broadcast to the world that we're insolvent and we're a failed state. If we're
committing to, already knows that. I don't think they,
well,
I need a broadcast.
I think you're right. In fact, it was the New York Federal Reserve and the Bank of England that set up the template in Cyprus. And you can Google search that. Just go to Bank of England bail-ins, and you'll see an 18-page report. You, in other words, are considered, a bank depositor is considered an unsecured creditor at the bank, and they'll be bailed in. That's what Robert Young said at Moody's Investor Service. And this is, by the way, this is part of Section 716 of the Dodd-Frank bill, that taxpayers would not have to bail out banks for their derivatives, OTC derivatives on the books. And so they're going to offload it. We're talking derivatives now, trillions of dollars. They're going to offload this to the depositors. And
That's right.
The report says, rather than relying on public funds or taxpayers to bail out one of these institutions, we expect the bank's unsecured creditors will be bailed in and therefore shoulder much of the burden to help recapitalize.
So as we've said before, people need to get their money out of the bank, because when you put your money in the bank, it becomes literally by law the property of the bank. Anyway, let's take the top of the hour news, and we'll be back. 800-313-9443. We'll open it up in the next hour for phone calls. Stay with us. We'll be back. With